The government shutdown now in, what, it's 25th, 26th day, something like that. Federal workers are not getting paid, many of them, during this shutdown. So how do they pay the mortgage? How do they pay their medical bills? How do they buy groceries? Well, that's where Mid-City Nutrition comes in. And joining us right now from Mid-City Nutrition, Susan Bennett. Susan, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me in.
This is a problem that's being felt right here in our community, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And it's something we don't really think about, but this whole thing started late last week when we actually got a call from a local military family, and they wondered what kind of programs we had to help them get through this furlough period. Mm-hmm. So we put our heads together and thought, well, we can certainly provide food, and but what we really need are some partners and become a bigger resource for all of our military families in St. Clair County. So my first call was to our friends at the United Way. And we also got involved with the Blue Otter Chamber. So Brent is here from the United Way, and he'll tell you a little bit about what their stance is on this and how we pulled this all together.
Brent Gillette, good morning.
Well, good morning, and thank you for having me.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit more about what you guys are doing.
Well, and you know, United Way is always here to help whenever there's a crisis, whenever there's a situation, and we like to proact at things. So we're very happy that one of our partner agencies, Mid-City, which is one of the best places to get food and be fed, came to us and said, we want to look at this in a bigger way.
Yeah.
Because it's going to affect more than just the basic needs of food, shelter, and clothing.
Right.
It's going to be medical bills. It's going to be a lot of different things that are out there. And who better to look at the situation as United Way with all their partner agencies and services that are available.
Right.
As well as a good screening, because we want to make sure that we're helping when the help is most needed. Not just helping because.
Right.
So that's, and we're very happy to partner with our organizations. You know, and what I do want to say more than anything is we've always had, because of the great citizens in our community, a good organization called 211. So anytime mm-hmm. someone has a question or concern or needs some direction, 211, three easy numbers mm-hmm. To get that direction.
Yeah, and there probably are a lot of families out there in a similar situation that haven't picked up the phone and called Mid-City or called the United Way or called 211. They're thinking, how are we going to get through this when you know, we're not getting a paycheck every other week?
And what we find with people that are normally employed, normally they don't think of what that system is or how to navigate it. So it's very foreign to them. They don't even know where to start. So we're very fortunate that we have some very good leaders in our community that look at things proactively. What are we going to do and how are we going to do it when this hits?
Yeah.
You know, we know that they're in the midst of it, and there's going to be a day that there's going to be some of them are saying, I need help today. I need it now. And that's not the time to think about it. So that's where we're at today.
Well, and 211 is a critical component, as you've both mentioned. It is pick up the phone, and if you need utility help or rent help, it's not an open checkbook, but at the same time, it will help you find those resources. So Mid-City thought that we know that we can do food, and we've had some great success with a food bag program that we actually did for our clients at Christmas, and it's fill a shopping bag. And there's a list of 25 items that will cost between $35 to $40, depending on how shrewd a shopper you are, but it includes things like peanut butter and a can of corn and cereal and those kind of things that would pantry staples that would keep somebody going for a while. So we have actually, the Chamber is helping us get the word out, and we're taking either donations online, which will be live later today. There will be a red, white, and blue button on our website, midcitynutrition.org. You can send a check. You can bring in a grocery bag full of this food, or you can buy a few items on the list and drop them off at Mid-City as well. And we'll put together the bags, and with the United Way screening and such, we'll make sure that the people that need this get these bags as soon as possible.
Yeah. This is to fill up one of these bags, you're looking at probably about, what,
$35 to $40,
which, you know, those of us that are working and are getting paid, you know, hopefully can afford to do that for those people that aren't
getting
paid.
Well, we're kind of calling it the Looking Out Project. You know, we're looking out for those now who look out for us all the time. And whether they're on the Hollyhock, whether they're at the station, whether they're at Selfridge, whether they're in administration in one of our militaries, we don't think about that very often. And I know just in one division, there's over 100 families involved. and many of those are families of 4 and 5. So we've got some formulas to fill these bags to give them what they need at the moment. And as the program progresses, we may add some additional things. But for right now, we're ready to go with food bags for the military in our community.
I know one thing that I hear people say is, well, these people are going to be paid retroactively when the government starts up again. Yeah, they will, but that doesn't help you
that
buy groceries today.
That doesn't help anybody right now. Exactly. And they're known for giving back, and I'm sure it will come back to all of us in spades. And this is really a wonderful feel-good thing, too, because we're doing something hands-on to help people with a basic need of food.
Yeah. I people can go on my whatever they want, but you do have this shopping list prepared. And where can people get this?
It's all on our websites, both the United Way, the Chamber, and MidCityNutrition.org. And additional information will be there. And we know our community is wonderful and helpful and incredibly generous. And this is another way to show that.
Yeah, absolutely. You mentioned 211 Brent. I mean, that's good for people that are, you know, in this situation that they work for the government, they work in the military, they're not getting paid, and they need some help immediately. But for anybody that finds themselves in those circumstances where they're, you know, underemployed or unemployed and they can't pay the heat bill, the electric bill, and they're, you know, being shut off and they need help right away, they can call, right?
Absolutely. It's a 24/7 operation, live person that'll help you navigate the system, as well as to vet out what is available and what's not.
Yeah.
So it's a real benefit to call them, even if you're just not sure, because they can help you navigate or give you some suggestions on where to go. And it's all live person. It isn't automated. You don't have to push buttons. You don't have to listen to a recording or any of that type of thing. It's a real person listening to your situation.
Yeah. Fantastic. Thanks for doing this, and thanks for coming in and telling us about it.
Thank you for everybody for looking out.
Yeah, looking out for those that look out for us.
Exactly.
Susan, we appreciate it. And Brent, thank you for coming in as
well.
Thanks
for letting us spread the word.